I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There he is on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Our Green Bay football insider joins us now. Woody, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
Well, my yard looks a lot better now.
So wait. People have no idea what you're talking about. So you were supposed to be with us at 4:48, but let me clue you in on something before you say anything, because you got jinxed. It really wasn't your fault. So in the previous segment, we did Big Show Knows Fantasy because Leroy and Gary are at the alumni, Packer alumni dinner or whatever it is tonight. So neither one have been here the whole show. So we were going to call them for their fantasy picks, predictions for the season, the Packer game prediction, all that in a 4:35 segment before you. Well, our illustrious producer called Gary and thought that Leroy was with Gary at this dinner and then put him on hold and then walked out to do whatever he does. So then when it came time to get them on the air, guess what? Leroy and Gary haven't seen each other all day. There is no Leroy by Gary. So then I had to walk over, call Leroy. There's, you know, Rami and Gary are trying to stall. It was a train wreck of a segment, but we eventually got it done. Going into the break, Rami guaranteed that Ryan Wood was coming up next, and this will go much smoother than this segment, I promise you, back after this on The Fan. And then in the commercial break, our producer goes, dude, I've called him three times. He's not answering, man. And I looked at Rami. I said, you jinxed this. This is all your fault.
That's my bad. That is completely my bad.
I missed the segment, too. This is like a first.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll let it slide. We'll let it slide this time.
Just don't be wrong on your pick.
Yeah, you better get your prediction right, Ryan Wood. What's the most interesting matchup in this game to you as the Bears and Packers meet on Sunday night?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's Khalil Mack against this offensive line. It's really, I think everyone forgets. The last time the Bears played at Lambeau Field, do you know who the tackles were?
I don't. I can't recall,
Ray
no.
Taylor was the left tackle, and Justin McCray was the right tackle in that game.
God.
And the Packers won 35-14. So it's Khalil Mack against this offensive line, but it's not just, well, the Bears have Khalil Mack now. I mean, they won 35-14 last time with their starting tackles. Now they're starting guards. So as much as that matchup is going to be interesting, I've got to think the Packers feel significantly better than the last time they played the Bears with their tackle situation, having David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga. But that's, you know, edge rush and quarterback is usually what these games come down to. And in this case, the edge rush for both teams, it's a big advantage for the Bears. I mean, obviously, with the Packers only having really 3.5 outside linebackers, Kyler Fackrell's more of a special teams guy at this point anyway. And then the quarterback matchup of Aaron Rodgers, Mitch Trubisky, until that matchup is anywhere near close, this series is going to be lopsided. And I don't think it's close right now. So, it's quarterback play and edge rush is what these things come down to. I think that's what Sunday night comes down to.
Why are you so silent over there, Spark?
I think he's underrating the Bears, but that's okay though. I mean, I'm not going to go against them.
Like everyone else is like saying that the Bears are going to be a lot better than what I've been giving them credit for. So that might be. I mean, I know that they're like a fringe top 10 defense,
but this is
last year, which is pretty impressive since they had a terrible offense. But
this is the deal, though, Ryan. This is where I'm struggling with this game, and I took the Packers to win, but this is where I'm struggling. I'm struggling with the fact that they've got no tape, really, on Nagy as a play caller. None. Tendencies, anything. They got nothing on Nagy. They don't know if he's going to be the spread them out guy. They don't really have any idea of what they're getting themselves into. So it's going to be a learning on the job experience for the most part. Then you go to the other side of the ball. You have no idea what they're going to do with Khalil Mack. Is he going to be in the middle? Is he going to be outside? Whatever. Now, that doesn't concern me as much because it's going to be a check with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to walk up. There's 52. Everybody do this coverage-wise. But then it's going to leave one-on-one matchups, whether it be for Floyd against somebody on the defensive line, a blitzing Trevathan, Roquan Smith, whatever. That is also going to be, I think, something that is going to have to be figured out, too, on that side of the ball. And then you take the speed that they have now on that Bears offense. against a couple of rookie cornerbacks who, and you know, again, are trying to make the big play or whatever else. I just look at it and say, offensively for the Bears, I'm fearful of big plays against this Packers secondary that's still learning how to communicate together and be on the same page in this new defense. And then on top of that, you got two inside linebackers you just brought in who haven't been here, what, a couple of weeks, if that? Toomer has been here less than that, I think. And they've got to learn this defense and play a pivotal role at this point next to Blake Martinez.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that it's going to be real interesting to see what the Packers defense can do. Let's not forget that as much as they're kind of guessing with Nagy, the Bears are guessing with Patton, too. I mean, he hasn't coached in 2.5 years. He hasn't coached since 15. And you can go way back to that scheme and get an idea. But one, in those 2 years, you don't know what kind of new wrinkles he comes up with. Two, Patton has never coached with this personnel before, and his scheme is very flexible to where it really matches the personnel. And on the other side of the ball, I think it is going to be interesting to see how well the offensive line plays, considering it didn't pretty much all preseason. We just didn't see those guys. And David Bakhtiari is an all-pro left tackle. How much football does he need? And he's played a ton with Lane Taylor. You wouldn't think much, but on the right side, Brian Bulaga and Justin McCray are playing together for the first time. And it's the first time that that right tackle, right guard combination will be on the field together. So, they got a little bit of kind of a dress rehearsal for a couple of possessions in Kansas City, but it's going to be a whole lot different when you're going against Khalil Mack. So, I mean, there's some areas that are going to be interesting to see for sure. I hate to oversimplify this, but I mean, you could just say Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers. I just don't see him losing this game inside his home field in prime time to start the season. I mean, it's just hard for me to see.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Has Brian Bulaga looked as good to you in practice as Mike McCarthy and the rest of the Packers coaching staff will tell you he's looked every time you put a microphone in their face, or is that just coach speak?
By the time we really saw him take a lot of team reps in practice, the meaty portion of camp was over. So it's hard to tell. I think that we'll find out Sunday night. I mean, the fact that he is not on the injury report is just amazing in and of itself. 6 weeks ago, I don't think many of us thought that he was going to play week one, let alone be a no-brainer starter. I mean, just a lock to start. It's been an amazing recovery, but what he can do is kind of anyone's guess. I mean, I thought he was fine for what he did in Kansas City, but going against Khalil Mack is a lot different. So, I'll say this, not that David Bakhtiari can pitch a shutout. I don't think anyone in the league can pitch a shutout against Khalil Mack, but David Bakhtiari can block Khalil Mack.
Sure can.
I don't know that about Brian Bulaga. I don't think Brian Bulaga can, but David Bakhtiari can block anybody in the league. He's that good of a pass blocker. So, I would imagine you'll see a lot of Khalil Mack against Brian Bulaga to try to kind of maximize that mismatch. And it's going to be a lot on Brian Bulaga's plate as far as responsibility and even pressure Sunday night. But he's played a ton of football, and he's had a remarkable recovery. So they're certainly better with him at right tackle than they would have been with Justin McCray at right tackle like the last time they played at Lambeau Field.
You know, when you talk about this game, and we talk about the coaches in this game, and Nagy making his debut as a head coach, and McCarthy essentially having two new coordinators and adding a bunch of coaches to both of these staffs, where do you think there's more pressure? Is there more pressure on Nagy in his first game at Lambeau in the big rivalry game for the fan base of Chicago? Or do you think there's a little bit more pressure on these new coordinators in Green Bay to kind of make themselves look good?
Can you imagine if the Packers defense gets torched Sunday night?
Oh, I mean, boy.
Man, goodness. That's why, to me, it's the favored team has the pressure, right? I mean, the Packers are the Super Bowl contender. The Bears are the really a work in progress with a new head coach that there's some elements to like, but everyone's kind of – I mean, they're hardly a playoff team at this point. Much less they're not a Super Bowl contender. So, yeah, I mean, imagine if the Bears went in and light up the Packers defense and come out with a victory. I mean, I think there's way more pressure on the Packers. They need to win. They need to start their season off on the right foot. And when you look at the larger context of their schedule, they really have to rack up the wins early in the season because November is brutal. I mean, that stretch of 5 weeks when they go to Los Angeles, New England, Seattle, and at Minnesota is just – that's an insane five-week stretch. So they need to win. They need to start, four, five, six of those, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1. They need to rack up the wins in the first 2 months of the season.
Do they get the win? It's prediction time, Ryan Wood.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see it being particularly close. I'll take it. Packers win 31-17. I could be wrong. I mean, there is a lot of guesswork with how much is just new on both sides of the ball for the Packers and how much is new with the offense for the Bears and even the defense with Khalil Mack. There's a lot of guesswork going on, but I feel really good picking Aaron Rodgers, and that's what I'll do, 31-17.
I don't see any reason why you'd be wrong. You were perfect in the preseason. That'll just carry right over into the regular season, as it always does. We appreciate
it. Well, thanks for that, Jinx. I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, Harry jinxed you once today. Right, yeah, jinxed you once today. Why not make it twice?
That's our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette at PackersNews.com, at By Ryan Wood on Twitter, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the Wendy's Big Show. So we'll be talking again on a Green and Gold Monday, Woody. I always appreciate it, my friend.
All right. I will mark it on my calendar, and I'll be there.
Sounds good. Set an alarm. Ryan Wood.
All right. Take care.
Ryan Wood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.